Over the last year, reports of hate incidents targeting Asian Americans have increased dramatically. Stop AAPI Hate, an organization that tracks anti-Asian and Pacific Islander harassment and violence, reported 3,800 incidents in the U.S. between the start of the pandemic and last month. Last week's shooting in Atlanta was an inflection point for many Asian Americans, already struggling to feel safe within their communities with fears of gender and race-based violence.
This wasn't the first time for me. Throughout my entire life, I've experienced this.
Leslie Ishii is a theater artist and fourth-generation Japanese-American woman based in Juneau. She says she's been made to feel like an outsider her whole life.
I've had people walk up to me and touch my hair and say, oh, your hair is so smooth and black. We're not seeing it fully human in that moment. We're seeing it as something very exotic, an exotic Asian plaything.
COVID brought another layer of stereotyping. Last week at a grocery store, a shopper accosted her, blaming her for the spread of the coronavirus. And the same thing happened a year ago in Minneapolis, she says.
I was walking down the street to go to the theater, and someone yelled across the street and just kept yelling at me, it's the Chinese flu, it's your fault.
In the wake of last week's killings, Ishii says she hasn't gotten a lot of sleep.
I grieve off and on, and I think about artists that I know who have been accosted or abused. I think about, of course, the victims and the families.
Chris Stivey is a counseling professor in Kenai. She's a Korean-American adoptee raised by white parents in Michigan. In the years she's lived in Alaska, Stivey says it's sometimes difficult to parse out what's racism and what isn't. Sometimes it's overt, like a kid calling her son an anti-Asian slur at daycare. But there are also subtle things, like being stared at in the grocery store during the pandemic. Last week, a man started barking at her at the gas station. Processing all of this, wondering if she's being singled out for her race, is exhausting, she says.
It takes a lot of emotional energy. Other people just are like, oh, what a jerk, and they just move on. And so you're kind of left with this emotional residue that you have to kind of sit with and wonder. And then you feel guilty, and you go through this like self-hate process of feeling guilty of, like, am I overreacting? But it takes attention away from other things that I'd rather be doing or that would make the world a better place.
Stivey says the last few years have made her more alert and cautious, knowing she or her family might be a target. And having witnessed racism in Alaska and seeing people ignore it, she says she doesn't think Alaska is immune to the rising tide of hate crimes in the lower 48.
Like in the past, I would have thought, oh, no, this is just like an isolated event. But there's just been so many things that are just straight up hateful. It's really hard to dismiss them all.
Racist rhetoric around the coronavirus, which originated in Wuhan, China, may have amplified anti-Asian hate in the last year. But Asian Americans and scholars contend that it's not new. E.J. David grew up in the Philippines, moved to Ukiagvik as a teenager, and now studies the psychological effects of historical oppression at the University of Alaska Anchorage.
The Filipino and Chinese, you know, cannery workers in the early 1900s, they were segregated. And the separation was not equal. They were cramped up in their bunkhouses. Their living and working conditions were not great. And then, of course, they were paid a lot less than what the white workers were paid.
In a study a few years ago, David and his colleagues found that more than half of Asian Alaskans experienced harassment, violence, and other forms of racism in their daily lives. Nationally, Stop AAPI Hate says Asian women report hate incidents more than twice as much as Asian men. David says that trend of gendered racism is also familiar in Alaska, with the high number of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, and the high rates of violence against Native women. Processing the Atlanta shootings over the last week, David says he felt saddened and enraged, but not surprised.
These stereotypes are dangerous because what they do is they paint people as less than whole. It distorts what people really are, which is a full, complex human being. And so once you start distorting your regard of people, once you see them as less human, then you're more likely to commit violence against them.
For David and many other Asian Alaskans, last week's events have further eroded their feeling of safety. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Kavitha George.